found I know.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
So the story continue in verse 5. The man didn't understand. Yeshua said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water, since you don't understand, let me bring it down to your understanding. Unless you are born of water. Somebody say, baptize me. And the Spirit, somebody say, fill me. Some of us don't want to be filled. Some of us say, that is not for me. Some of us say, speaking in tongues is not for me. You missed it. Some people say, oh, you don't have to be baptized. Oh, you missed it. Are you on a cross? About a month, 6 weeks ago, I was preaching at a crusade. Preaching to gangsters. And I have witness in the house. When the power of God fell on the gangster leader. You see, if you're going to take out a gang, you got to get the leader. Anybody love the Lord? I don't know about you, but I love God. I came from underneath the tent, and I'm preaching and beating up on this gangster, and I didn't know he was a gangster. I'm preaching, and I'm hitting the man all up in his face. And when it was time for the altar call, he was the first one. And I watched the power of God sat upon him. And the Lord wrestled with him. And when he worshiped and he could not resist the power of God, he began to speak in tongues with his gun on his hip. You must. It has been 6 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I went to church. He's sitting in church. Oh, God. And his followers are there too. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. I said, somebody ought to bless God. I said, somebody ought to bless God. Somebody ought to bless God. You must be born of the water and the Spirit so that you can enter the kingdom of God. I've got news for you. You could keep the commandments of God until you're blue in the face. If you are not born again, you will not see God's face. Somebody say, ouch. Some of us like to walk around talking about, I've got the truth. We've got the truth. Honey, you couldn't even spell truth if it hit you in your teeth. Because you don't know it. The truth is, no man shall see God unless you are born again. No man can inherit the kingdom of God unless you are born again. Now let me ask you this question. Everybody's feeling fine, correct? Everybody's feeling fine. You feeling fine, Angel, correct? Mm-hmm. You feeling fine, right, son? Well, let me tell you something. You could die in 2 seconds. Next week, we could be planning your funeral. Next month, we could be planning. Some folks think that, oh, something drastic have to happen to you. You know, I think it's a blessing. I think it's a blessing when people gone to the doctor and are told that you have 6 months to live. What a blessing. My nephew were not so blessed. He just went to bed and never wake up. No, I have a brother-in-law that pass on, that cross over this week. And he was told, you only have but so many weeks to live. And he made sure that he had some say-so about how he wants his funeral to be. Hello? Do you know how much time you have? Anybody knows? And the answer is no. We don't know. But because I know that there is another life after this life, I want to be sure where I'm going next. Because I know that there is another life after this life, I want to be sure where I'm going next. Am I talking to anybody in this house? I said, because there is another life after this life, I want to be sure of where I'm going to end up. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is death. Come on, somebody, and praise God. I'm going to give you something you can Facebook, something you can tweet on Instagram right now. Well, I'm going to give you more, honey. It may be one thing to say something, but to believe it, but to believe what you say is power. Did you hear me? It's one thing to say something, but to believe what you say is power. What am I getting at? Oh, where are you going with this? Where I'm going with this is, you could say that Yeshua is the son of the living God until you're pink. And you could say that you believe that he is a son of the living God until you are blue. Until you're truly, somebody shout truly, truly. Believe what you say. You have said nothing. So I know that we preach and we tell you that if you believe and confess Christ to be your Lord, then God will be with you. And it sounds easy. And yes, it is indeed easy. But if you don't believe it, you have confessed nothing. Now, to whom am I speaking? And this is a problem that we have, because a lot of us now believe that because we have confessed it, we are born again. And that's why God has sent this word to the church and has sent this word to Radio Land. You must be born again. Your confession must be in sync with your belief. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans 10 and the verse 9, he says that if you confess with your mouth Yeshua as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You must believe it. And then listen what the great apostle Peter have to say in the book of 1 Peter 1 and the verse 3? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord, the Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope. Who am I talking to? Born again to a living hope. To the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Now let me ask you, why are you feeling discouraged? Why are you feeling so cast down? Why? Why you're sleeping on me right now? Why you can barely keep up? You're so tired, you work so hard, you can't even stay up. Listen. Yeshua have died for you. And the least that we can do is to believe that he was what was crucified and that he rose from the grave. Come on, somebody, and praise him. So let me go somewhere with you. Mr. Engineer, I want you to put on the screen for me 1 Peter 2 from the verse 19. 1 Peter 2 from the verse 19. Let me say, hands of those of you that believe that you have been born again. You believe that you have been born again. God bless those hands. Oh, God bless those hands. God bless those hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Now. Let's find out if we have been truly born again. Lord God, help us today. 1 Peter 2, reading from the verse 19. For this is thankworthy. In other words, this is worthy of thanksgiving. If a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering, wrongfully. Not your neighbor, say neighbor. If you're not born again, you're going to fight back. Lord, have mercy. When I heard your testimony today, I said, come on, Sue, be born again, girl. Be born again. Be born again. For what glory is it? Let's reason now. What glory is it? If when he be buffeted, for your fault, he shall take it patiently. Now, don't bother defend yourself. You know that you did wrong. And when I come to you, man, to say, man, why you did X, Y, D, don't bother flare up on me. Be born again. And deal with the correction. And take it patiently. Humbly. Let me say, of those of you that you know some folks that even if they wrong you, you're afraid to let them know they wrong you because you know where it's gonna go. Listen. But if when he do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. No. Listen. You know you didn't do it. You know you didn't say it. But the sister in the white say you did it. Huh? Listen what the word is saying now. Take it patiently. Because God knows. You see, because I'm born again, I'm not even going to defend myself. I will humble myself like a lamb to the slaughter. Now, let me ask you this. Are you born again? Brother Bradnock often said to me, he said, Mom, he said, I feel like I'm getting weak. I'm not. the way I used to deal with things. And I pray and I ask God for a change. I said, I want you to change me. And now everybody's just running over me. It looked like I need to just get back to who I used to be. I said, no, because you are now born again. It is evidence that you are born again. When you leave it alone and change your seat and sit right there. Sometimes he complained and he said, I feel like I'm getting soft. It is called being born again. Mandobo sekendia sa. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his step. You will not know if you are born again until you find the lifestyle of the Messiah. You have to size up your lifestyle with the Messiah. You know how I know that some church leaders are not going to make it and some of their followers are not going to make it? Because they look down on people. Oh, they talk about people. They scorn people because people don't talk like them and because people. But Yeshua, somebody say Yeshua. He was accused of being a wine head. He was accused of being nasty. You eat and don't wash your hands. He was accused of hanging out with sinners. Are you born again? What is your accusation? When was the last time somebody say something about you that wasn't true? I have a question for you. How did you handle it? Be born again! Unless we are born again, we will not enter the kingdom of God!
Thank you.
So now I have to ask myself the question, is my living in vain? Is my going to church in vain? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Lord. Be born again. For by grace are ye saved, being saved through faith. And that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Let me tell you something, to be born again is a gift. Not everybody can be born again because some people don't have the gift to be born again. It takes faith to be born again. Ryan? It's a gift, honey. Get it. And the Bible says that the leaders should lay hands on the people. We can transfer a gift. Be born again. 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 Come here. Come here, come here, come here. Come with me. Because when we are born again, you're no longer a galleys. Who am I talking to? I learned a new word from a Haitian doctor. She said to me, she said, I'm dating this man, but I don't know if I can trust him because he's a skirter. I said, a skirter? I said, I'm sorry, but I've never heard that terminology before. I said, who is a skirter? A skirter is a galley. When we are born again, we don't chase skirts. You chase the one in your bed. The one that is rightfully yours. And if it's not short enough, get a scissors and cut it where you want it to be. Chase your own skirt. You must be born again. Now, some folks have a lot of temptation dealing with. And temptation is a must. For ye are sons of God through faith in Christ. And the Bible tells us that Yeshua was also tempted with every infirmities, but he overcame them. It tells me that when you are born again, you are an overcomer. So, you're born again. You have a wife. But you still want threesomes. I know God sent this word. And I am going to tell it like it is. You must be born again. Listen. Listen what I'm saying. It's okay to be tested. It's okay if Lucifer come to you and said, man, find out if your wife will be in agreement to put another chick in the bed. You know what you're creating? You're creating confusion of who a man's supposed to be and who a woman is supposed to be. I've never had a threesome, but I could only imagine that if there is three, everybody is doing the same thing. Somebody shout, clean it up. Clean up the mess out of your heart. Clean the junk out of your heart. Get it out of your system. Now, secular psychologists would tell you, oh, just go and live it out. Get it out of your system. Well, this preacher is here to tell you, you better drag it to the altar of God. You better confess it and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I want to be born again. Somebody shout, save me. Somebody shout, save me. Said, Lord, make me clean. Oh, somebody cry, Lord, save me. Lord, make me clean. Because you see, when you are born again, when you are born again, you have to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free. It is possible to be born again and to get entangled. That's why the Apostle Paul says, stand fast. Put on blinders. Stand fast because Christ has made you free. Now, your neighbor said, I'm a free agent. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable. This is 1 Peter 1:23. For you have been born again. Not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable. Which simply means that it cannot perish. That is through the living and enduring word of God. The only way to stay free consistently, you've got to get into the word of God. What did I say to you earlier? The Lord has sent a word. And the word is, if any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, so we come to him as we are. We come to him as we are. We come to him as we are. Sinful, disoriented, high as a kite, mad out of your mind, crazy loco. But if you desire a new life, all you gotta do is come. Come. Just come. Keep coming. You just come. Keep coming, honey. You come and you stand in him. And you believe. Believe him to give you a new life. You believe him to change your mind. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature. So I want you to repeat the sinner's prayers with me. Said, I believe.
I believe.
That Yeshua, the Son of God.
That Yeshua, the Son of God.
He is Christ.
He is Christ.
I believe.
I believe.
He died for me.
Died for me.
And this day.
And this day.
I come to him.
I come to him.
I want to be new.
I want to be new.
I want to be born again.
I want to be born again.
Now when you believe it, things begin to change. Are you ready for a transformation? Things begin to fall off. Things begin to fall off. People can talk about you all they want to, but all you know is that you're new. Whether you are addicted to drugs, whether you are a prostitute, you just come to him as you are. He is going to do the stripping for you. Just watch him. Just watch him taking off layers after layers. After layers, because we have some church leaders, they want to take the layers off of you, but it's only God that can do it. Let him do it. Let him do it for you. Oh, he's going to tell your baby that don't go. He's going to tell your baby you gotta drop that arm. Oh, let me tell you something, the church don't even gotta tell you that you need to stop wearing that. When you are born again, there's an inner voice, and he does speak. That's why every time I see a believer and you're out of dress code, I know you disobeyed the voice of God, because he does speak. I said he does speak, and he tell you, take it off. Take it off. He said, take it off. Take it off. Let me dress you. Let me dress you. The problem we have too many people trying to dress folks. You don't got to dress anybody. When Christ get in on the inside, he'll do the work. I said, he'll do the work. I said, when he show up on the inside, when you're born again, he'll do the work. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, leave me alone. Let the Lord do a work. I want to be born again. I want to be new. Make me over again. Make me leave them again. Manda basakon de diosi. This is what he does for us. This is what he does for us. Stand before your power.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at